Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed the UN General Assembly, focusing on Russia's war in Ukraine.
No Ukrainian choice this kind of reality. And knowing our people, they would have chosen a different priority. Ukrainians are peaceful people, but they are people who want to live freely in their own independent country.
President Zelensky also says the world is in the most destructive arms race in history. And this follows a meeting between President Trump and Zelensky yesterday, where Trump appeared to do an about-face on the Ukraine-Russia war.
President Trump expressed fresh optimism Tuesday over Ukraine's efforts in the war against Russia.
The other side can fight too, and they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
Following his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the president posted he thinks Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
That's correspondent Weijia Chang. During President Trump's speech to the General Assembly yesterday, he had sharp criticisms for the UN and questioned their purpose. But the president later told the UN Secretary General that he's behind the United Nations 100%. A 24-year-old man is recovering today after being punched and falling onto the subway tracks in the East Village last night. And sources tell 1010 Winds the victim was an off-duty cop. Police say it happened around 7:30 last night at the 3rd Avenue L train station. The 24-year-old officer was punched onto the tracks by 28-year-old Aaron Walker, police say. The Post reports that Walker's last known address was a homeless shelter. Walker also fell onto the tracks after the off-duty officer was punched down onto them, but both managed to pull themselves back up off the tracks. Walker is now facing a slew of charges, including attempted murder. The officer is said to be in stable condition. Jimmy Kimmel's show returned to ABC last night with an emotional Kimmel addressing the controversy that took him off the air. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
No direct apologies from Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, he's very critical of Sinclair and Nexstar that they've pulled his show from their lineup. But he did become very emotional when he was talking about Charlie Kirk.
But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
President Trump on Truth Social yesterday writing, I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. Now, when I caught up with Michael this morning, he tells me he's a little worn out by all of the late night political chat.
I don't really watch late night TV. I'm usually watching Seinfeld at 11 o'clock. Yeah, so and that's it.
No politics there.
No, exactly. I need a break. Yeah. There's so much of it, you know. So I go right to Seinfeld at 11.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
President Trump also saying in his social media post that Jimmy Kimmel and his show are, quote, another arm of the DNC. And to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. He also said, quote, last time they, ABC, gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. The city's first ever rat czar has quietly left her post. Kathleen Karate, who was appointed by Mayor Adams to lead his war on rats, departed last week after more than 2 years on the job. During her tenure, as the city launched mandatory trash containerization, rat sightings dropped. Through August, rat sightings were down 16% citywide compared to the same time last year, according to the mayor's office. Karate hasn't commented on why she left. Well, a historic rate of resignations and retirements in the NYPD this year is leading to slower response times. That's the word of one expert and some cops after the new mayor's management report released last week showed that the average response times by NYPD officers is 14 minutes and 53 seconds. Michael Alcazar, professor of criminal justice at John Jay College and a former detective, tells 1010 Winds it's not just the historic attrition that's affecting the times, it's also the decisions by the person at the top of the NYPD that can have an effect.
Changing of the guards, right? We've had four police commissioners under Mayor Adams, and each commissioner wants to reinvent the wheel. And if you're a quality of life officer, you're probably responding to jobs that are non-emergencies. That's more police officers you're taking off the rundown.
The report showed that the current response time of 14 minutes, 53 seconds is a 90-second improvement over last year. But for the past 5 years, response times have steadily gotten longer. Sean Diddy Combs is facing yet another new lawsuit, this time from a former stylist. Deontay Nash is accusing Combs of sexual abuse and violence when he was in Combs' employ. The lawsuit alleges that Nash was sexually assaulted by Combs on multiple occasions. He also accuses him of sexual battery, human trafficking, and false imprisonment. Nash says the abuse occurred from the time he was hired to be Combs' stylist around 2008, when he was 21, until he stopped working for him in about 2018. Nash testified against Combs in Combs' federal criminal trial earlier this year, and Nash said that helped him find the courage to bring his own lawsuit. Combs was found guilty in that trial of two counts of prostitution. He is scheduled to be, rather, prostitution-related charges. He's scheduled to be sentenced October 3rd. During that trial, Combs' attorney denied sex abuse allegations. We've got partly sunny skies right now. It's 76 degrees. We get up to a high of 79 today in the city. Well, we're now hearing from the Coast Guard about a boat crash off Long Island this morning. It happened about 17 miles off Fire Island around 6 this morning. Two boats collided in the Atlantic, one a 31-foot vessel with two people on board, the other a 29-foot, also with two people on board. One person was airlifted by the NYPD to a local hospital. No word yet on their condition. Coast Guard crews helped everyone get off the damaged boats and are towing them back to Station Fire Island. An alarming case of animal cruelty in Orange County, New York. Our Marla Diamond has the details.
Nearly 100 animals seized from the Warwick home are being cared for at the Animal Nation Farm Sanctuary in Westchester, where Patrick Moore leads a team of volunteers.
We took five pigs, two goats, a pony, a donkey, over 20-something guinea pig. There were hedgehogs, lizards. There were also some snakes removed this time. There was a tarantula.
And a wallaby.
A wallaby was a first for me.
The animals were found living in squalid conditions at 62-year-old Linda Hickey's home. The wildlife rehabilitator had been charged with animal neglect and cruelty last year. Charges related to this month's case are pending. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Turns out if you think you're behind on your retirement savings, you're not alone.
A new Bankrate survey finds more than a third of American workers expect they'll need at least $1 million to retire comfortably, but only half of them think they can reach that goal. Bankrate's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride, says many baby boomers and Gen Xers wish they had started saving sooner.
They also have the highest propensity to say that they think they're behind where they should be when it comes to retirement savings.
It's not for a lack of trying. 60% of Americans are contributing the same or more to their retirement accounts than they were a year ago.
That's correspondent Michael Wallace. Bankrate says some key tips to save for retirement are working with a financial advisor and taking full advantage of tax-advantaged accounts. Well, it's happening a day earlier than expected. The Ryder Cup opening ceremony later this afternoon on Long Island. It was originally scheduled for Thursday. Now they've moved it up with tomorrow's bad weather in mind. The Cup is bringing celebrity golfers to town like Kane Brown, Bobby Flay, Miranda Lambert, even Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost. Governor Hochul will be there this afternoon, too, for the opening ceremony, which starts at 4 p.m. She had said earlier extra Long Island Railroad trains and PGA shuttles will be in place to help fans get to the course.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.